This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
And I say, Romeo sent me something, something. I don't know. I'm a Swiftie and you don't even want to know.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that have been shoved down my throat. Pause. And I'm joined by my co-host.
You belong with me, and I belong with you. I don't know the words. What up, guys? It's Swiftie's number one fan, BKS, the best kept secret, not just in podcast today, but in all Taylor Swift related today.
So, before we get into that, just want to thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody they know.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
So, if you've been up to date on a pretty consistent segment here on the Believe Network, I've been blessed with the opportunity to cover the New York Jets every single week. And boy, oh boy, has there not been a shortage of storylines within the world of the New York Jets. I would also go to say before you start, because I know it's priming and ready, your Giants are arguably worse than us right now. So I would just take that. We're both Yankees fans. We can see eye to eye there. We're both suffering there. But in the football world, I think there's some leeway.
I wasn't going to go anywhere there. I was just going
to
say,
I feel like you have to. I feel that's the tipping point.
I was just going to say that, you know, some might say you have some bad blood to Taylor Swift.
So funny thing about that. I was doing the segment for Believe covering this past Sunday's game, Chiefs versus Jets. And I was, subconsciously, I don't know if that's the right term for it.
Yes, it is.
Where you do something without really realizing. Yeah. I almost quoted one of her songs, and it made me pissed off even more. I kept the bit. I kept the bit in there, so it's in there. You can listen to it, do whatever.
So, but did you just shake it off though?
No, I did not. So, we're here today to converse about Taylor Swift's emergence within the world of the NFL. One could argue the biggest pop star, former country star, is, I don't want to say confirmed, but let's be honest, call a spade, confirmed to be dating Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
Before we go on, there was a picture that you see Taylor Swift and her knees are bruised, and everyone was like, damn, he's putting her to work. Did you see that picture?
I did see the picture because that same picture, someone posted, oh my gosh, she's eating chicken nuggets with ketchup. If this is what the Swifties are, where they're like freaking out over chicken nuggets, I'm just glad we got our game out of the way.
Can we also talk about how
it was a lot.
There was a picture of her when the Jets were coming up and she was nervous and she went to go talk to Travis's mom. And like, is this how you feel every day? It's like, there was Hugh Jackman at the game and no one cared about.
Well, that was the thing too. Whenever she was shown coming into the stadium, behind her were the likes of Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman. I think there's like a deal where she's going to be in Wolverine 3 as a little cameo. And it's like, yeah, Taylor Swift, but like Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are also big stars, yet they were viewed as second tier beings. Not even. It's like if we went to a major event and like Kylie Jenner was in front of us. No. Yeah. Well, yeah, we would be viewed as peasants in her world. But yeah, like Taylor, geez, this is going to open up a whole can of worms. Of course, my Jets lost to the Kansas City Chiefs off a questionable few flags that were called and weren't called. And following the game, the NFL Instagram page changed their bio to the Kansas City Chiefs are 2-0 as Swifties. I don't think people realize. I mean, they do realize because this is all that's been talked about. The sheer impact and look that would give the NFL to blatantly be featuring or favoring another team. It has gotten to the point where the Twitter header on their Twitter page or X page was just pictures of her. And I made it a point. The Kansas City Chiefs won that game. The header wasn't Patrick Mahomes, Isaiah Pacheco, who had a monster game. It was Taylor Swift. It was Taylor Swift featured on the header. And you can't help but think them posting in their bios that they're 2-0 as Swifties during the broadcast. It was the fourth quarter, crunch time. This is where you nut up or shut up. The game was tied. Pause. The game was tied, 20-20. And it's like, you'd be talking more about the game, but no, they were talking about how Travis Kelce's Instagram followers went up 400,000. And they said, like, oh, here's a Swifties Travis Kelce jersey. It's like,
No, that it would have the fact that the new trend is every girl is saying, oh, Travis Kelce was not, was a nobody, and it was Taylor Swift who put him on the map. Like, what do you mean? He's a Hall of Famer.
He's arguably one of the best, if not the best, tight end of all time.
He's in the top five in the tight end. He is in the top five. Future Hall of Famer, no doubt. And you're going to say he was a nobody until Taylor Swift put him. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I would even go as far to argue his New Heights podcast with his brother. I've seen more of during this season. It's like that has helped boost his recognition. It's just astounding to me. But again, you know, we talk about this, but it's the impact the largest pop star in the world has. Like, and we both know her fan base is a little, I don't want to say much.
No, it isn't much. No, it isn't much because I have a lot of friends who are Taylor Swift fans, and they are much. And the fact that God bless them, because there were some girls that I matched with on the dating apps that were Taylor Swift fans, and I was able to hold a conversation because I talked to them about it. Take notes. I'm like, aha, all right, now I know what to say to this girl now because of you guys. Thank you. But they are much. They really are. And I hate this new trend that it's because of Taylor Swift that put her on the map. No. Is it true that Taylor Swift has an impact in the sports of the Chiefs game? Absolutely. Because now everyone, it's like a cult. Call a spade a spade. It's a fucking cult at this point. If you're a Swiftie, you're part of a cult. My question is, because this is where I posted this on my social media. The fact that Taylor Swift made the Jets vs. Chiefs game the most watched football game this year, should more like popular females start hanging out with these people? Because imagine if this was baseball. Imagine if Travis Kelce was a baseball player. Baseball would have just gone through the fucking roof.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. Well, it was like Justin Verlander and Kate Upton. Is that Kate Upton? I don't know. I think it is.
I don't know.
But it, like, I get what you mean. Should NFL players be dating more of these popular?
No, not just any, just
or just hanging
people.
Out. Hanging
no,
out,
just sports people. Sports in general.
Well, that's like, just like Timothy Chalamet is now going out with Kylie Jenner. Yeah. It's like on like. What? Like, but I want to point out too, during the game, throughout my frustrations of watching that game transpire with all the questionable calls and this and that.
I was about to say, how do you feel about that one call that got everyone?
That's a whole thing. My blood pressure.
I want to hear it. Just give me a synopsis.
It leads into this.
Okay.
I said earlier, there was Isaiah Pacheco, the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, scored a touchdown. This has nothing to do with Travis Kelce. He wasn't involved in the play. Arguably, had a quiet night. And they showed Taylor Swift celebrating up in the box. It's like, I get it if it's Travis Kelce scoring the touchdown or getting a big reception or whatever. But this is Isaiah Pacheco, completely unrelated to him. And you got to show Taylor. There was to the point. And I'm convinced this is where we put our tinfoil hats on. The Jets got an interception. It was C.J. Mosley who got a pick. It was late in the third or whatever, wherever it was. I'm convinced in that NFL truck where they do the switching for the broadcast and everything, there is a dedicated Taylor Swift button and someone hit it by accident. Because when we got the pick, they were showing C.J. Mosley celebrating. And then all of a sudden, for like 0.3 seconds, you shot up to Taylor Swift. And they've seen Taylor Swift, and they immediately cut back to C.J. Mosley. So it's like, why? Like, she's at the game. I think the most you should do is at the beginning of the game, like, because they even do this with basketball games. They show, like, the Jonas Brothers sitting courtside at Knicks games and, like, all those people, Spike Lee, at the start of the game. It's like, hey, the big stars are out. Boom. Hey, it's fine. I get it. But to constantly go back and blatantly show Taylor Swift over and over, it's like there has been a point where we just say enough is enough.
No, I agree. But like, no one made a big scene about Hugh Jackman being at the game. Or who was the other actor that was there?
Ryan Reynolds.
No one cared about him. And
Blake Lively,
Deadpool.
His wife.
Like, no one gave two shits about that. It's like, yeah, all right, you have a celebrity up in the box, it's fine. Let's just focus on the game. Don't keep focusing it on. Because they're feeding into it. They really are in the NFL.
Well, it was like that. Like, the first quarter ended, and they went to commercial. And you can't – it's – the NFL did a horrible job at hiding the fact that they are rigging games – for Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs, because right after the first quarter ended, what was the first commercial that was shoved in my face after seeing all these bad calls was the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Get your tickets hot and ready. The NFL ain't hiding it. The NFL is not hiding it. They said going into that game, everybody, even I bet you this crossed your mind. I can't wait to text Kev Monday whenever we see the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift steamroll the Jets on live television, Sunday Night Football in front of the whole nation. And then all of a sudden, Zachariah Wilson, the light went off in his head. He's like, I can be a competent quarterback. And my man was slinging meat all around that field.
Pause.
And then no pause here. Because then the NFL said to themselves, we can't let that happen. This needs to happen for the Swifties. We need to do this. And they make the game rigged.
Are you taking your tinfoil hats off now? Or is it staying on?
No, it's going to stay on until further notice.
Okay.
Until I get a letter confirming all this from the NFL themselves.
I just can't wait when that relationship crashes. Born, you know that next song is going to be a banger of a fucking hit. And then everyone is going to stop watching the NFL. It's like, no. But I do think that she has an impact in the NFL game, especially against the Chiefs games. And I think it's good. It's good for the sport. You get more eyes on the sports that people don't know about.
But of course it comes at the sacrifice of my team, the Jets. Like, it could have been anybody else. It could have been the Raiders. It could have been whoever. It had to be the Jets game. We lost to the referees. I stand by this.
Taylor Swift got so nervous. He went down to the field and paid the ref. He's like, hey.
I'm convinced. If that came out, I would have said, you know what? I believe it. The way I seen that game, I was up like an hour later thinking to myself, did that really just happen?
But no, here's the thing though. Do you think they should focus more on celebrities now? Or you think that's a distraction?
I think it's a distraction. I get what you're saying. Obviously, she has brought more eyes to the sport of football. Mm-hmm. And that is without question, whatever. But at the end of the day, there's going to be people who watch the sport and are like, I'm sick of them shoving Taylor Swift down my throat. The old heads, the people that are just watching football for football, apple pie, America football. And they're like, we don't want to see this Taylor Swift chick anymore. And they're going to turn off the game. And then you're going to start losing viewers. Or the more the NFL favors the Chiefs and highlights like the Taylor Swift relationship over the actual team. And then forget the second that Travis Kelce has a bad game or a drop pass in a crucial moment, especially in the playoffs, God forbid. It's going to become a problem.
Oh, do you think moving forward now that the NFL or of course they're not going to do it because they're going to keep pairing to Taylor Swift. Do you think that at some point and somehow they should say, all right, nope, focus on the game. We show her once, maybe half a quarter, every quarter in the beginning of the game and then at the end of the game, not like every 5-10 minutes.
Well, I think they're going to see or they've seen the backlash the Sunday night game had. They took down that Swifties or the Chiefs are 2-0 as Swifties out of their Instagram bio. Since then, they've seen all the backlash. And I think they are going to tone down how much they're showing of her. At the same time, too, I don't think it's too far-fetched to believe that they're going to just continue this and just do it. Because it gets numbers. Like, it just does. Like, whether we like it or not, it's going to do it. Like, it's inevitable. Shout out to Thanos. But, like, that's what happens. That's what happens when one of the biggest stars in the league is entangled with one of the biggest pop stars in the world, if not the biggest. But you know what you could do to satisfy your Swiftie urge? You can catch more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast every single week on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Podcast Network. I've been Kalo, joined by BKS, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.